This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. And so to cooking the perfect tortillas with toasted black beans and jalapeno hummus from the new book Home Cook by the Queen of Mexican Cuisine, Thomasina Myers. Thomasina, how okay is it to use a bought tortilla?
Oh, it's absolutely fine. I think whatever makes your life easier is good in cooking, which is the premise of the book. Actually, the book is not Mexican food. This is the simplest recipe in the book, so I thought I'd just do it for you. But the book is about trying to just inspire people to cook more, because my premise is, well, everyone talks about healthy food these days and about cutting out this and saying no to that. I think we should be eating everything and embrace food in a very positive attitude. But healthy food is about cooking a bit from scratch, but it doesn't need to take ages. I'm a busy working mother. I come home from work, I haven't got very much time, and I just have to get on with it and throw something on the table in not very much time. Whatever makes your life easier is good. At the weekends, maybe, make your own. They definitely taste better. But if it's during the week, do whatever's easier.
How easy is it to make your own?
It's really simple, actually. I mean, a flour tortilla is literally plain flour, a bit of lard or butter or oil, some salt, and you just knead it away, which is therapeutic in itself. I think there's a lot of mindfulness in cooking, which people forget. You come home from work stressed and you think, oh, I've got to cook supper. But actually, just getting a knife out and chopping some onions can be very relaxing.
And you just put it in the pan like a pancake?
You roll it out in little balls. Roll it out with a rolling pin. Once you've got your, you really need to knead it to stretch out the gluten, and then you just kind of put it in a pan, dry pan, just toast it away, and that's it. Corn is different. You need to use corn flour, but the great thing about corn is it's gluten free. And then buckwheat pancakes, also amazing. We have a lot of pancakes at home with buckwheat, which is also good.
And now, what about the black beans and the jalapeno hummus?
So this recipe is inspired a bit from my Mexican heritage, if you like. This is a really lovely hummus. It's got a little bit of spice in. I know you're not mad on spice.
Do you know, I'm getting better with spice. I have a son, well, I have two sons who are brilliant cooks, and one of them seems to put chili in everything. So I've had to get used to it, and I may be okay.
Okay, so what I'm going to do here is I've got some pickled jalapenos, which you can get from any supermarket, which have a lovely piquancy and like nice notes of vinegar. I've got a tin of chickpeas. Obviously, if you make them yourself, that's great. Very, very cheap. But also a tin. Napoli is the best brand because they're very plump and juicy. You can get very bullet-like chickpeas from some tins. Napoli, I always think, is the best. I'm throwing them in a pot. I've got a bit of coriander here, so I'm going to chuck that in just for flavouring. Now, I've got some chilies here. This is a very Mexican way of cooking. In a dry frying pan, we've got some jalapeno chilies, which I've just got from the supermarket, and I'm dry roasting them till they're blackened all over. And that will give a very lovely kind of charred, roasted flavour. And I'm going to turn that heat right up on both of them. And we want that lovely charred flavour because that is going to permeate through the hummus and give it a lovely kind of accent, character, bit of guts, bit more kind of va-va-voom than your normal. at the same time.
Do you make your own hummus from scratch?
Not normally, not with three children under the age of six. But, you know, if I was having a party, then I would. I think, you know, at parties I kind of tend to make more. I do make my own tamas latte, actually, because I go to the market every Sunday to get my ingredients for cooking at home. And there's a lovely fishmonger, and the fish is so cheap there, and they always have wonderful smoked cosmo. So I always just buy quite a lot, throw it in the freezer. And then when I've got some friends coming over for dinner, I just get one out of the freezer, whiz it up with a bit of bread, some lemon juice, some garlic, lots of olive oil, and there you have it, homemade tamas latte. It's a great starter. It's homemade, so everyone thinks it's special. It takes about 10 minutes. And that is the premise of the book. Lovely food that doesn't take too much time. And you can celebrate with your friends. You know, food is about pleasure and about sharing and about eating with your, you know, friends and family, those you love most. But it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to take you hours.
So what are you chopping now? Is that coriander again?
This is mint and coriander. Now, a lot of people hate coriander. It's one of those Marmite things. So you can use parsley, but I'm just making a really simple tomato salsa to throw on these tortillas. This is a kind of like weekend or kind of fast weekday supper recipe from the book. There's kind of the book's divided in occasions, like longer recipes for the weekend or celebrations, but there's a lot of kind of fast, mostly meat-free recipes for during the week. We don't eat a lot of meat during the week because it just takes longer, it's more expensive, you have to kind of think more. So lots of freshly chopped coriander and mint. I've got some sea salt going here, a really quick salsa. I've got some chopped cherry tomatoes, and I'm going to just drizzle a bit of olive oil on that. There we are. And a bit of garlic. I love a bit of garlic.
How are the jalapenos?
Jalapenos are doing nicely. We just want a nice charred all over. They take about 5 to 10 minutes to toast all over. I got them started earlier, you can see. And meanwhile, I've got a tin of black beans here. Again, if you make them yourself, they will have more flavour. But if you're running out of time, these are
you
black
mean if you
beans.
Buy them dried and soak them overnight and
I mean
all
I
that.
Think with things like chickpeas and beans, it's actually much easier to cook them from scratch than you think. If I am at home, I might just cover some pulses in water just one night without having any idea of what I'm gonna cook the next day. And the next day they take about an hour to kind of cook down to they're really soft with a bit of bicarb. While you're doing that, you could be...
Why do you put bicarb in? I've never done that.
Yeah, it helps. It helps soften them, and it kind of really speeds up the cooking process. So that's a really good tip for cooking beans or chickpeas or any kind of stuff like that. Anyway, I always say to people, while you're cooking, you can be listening to the radio. Often I am. You can watch television, or you can go and do something else. There are a lot of recipes that can just simmer away, and you can just get on with other things.
Did you just sprinkle salt on the garlic?
I did. It gives a bit of friction because I haven't got a garlic crusher with me. Garlic crushers tend to kind of keep that flavour of stale garlic around with them. So I just use a knife and I sprinkle a bit of salt on the garlic. It gives it a bit of friction and then I just crush it like that. And that is lovely crushed garlic. And I'm going to put a tiny bit in that salsa. It's going to be delicious.
And where's the rest of it going? Into the hummus.
The rest of that, let's put that in the hummus. Good idea. Pop that in there. And we'll put some tahini
in.
Didn't
mean to suggest what you should do with it.
Well, I think with cooking, you know, you can make recipes your own as well. You shouldn't get too hung up. But yeah, I think garlic in.
What was that just went into the chickpeas?
So this is tahini. Incredibly good for you, full of calcium. My baby had a calcium intolerance, so I was chucking a lot of tahini in her puree in the early days. And I'm just tossing those black beans. I'm trying to toast these black beans. They've just gone into a dry frying pan. I want them to go a little bit kind of nutty and crisp if I can. And olive oil is also going. So we're going to make the hummus now. We've got chickpeas, the tahini, a little bit of that garlic, tiny bit of coriander. You can leave out the coriander if you want. Absolutely doesn't have to go in there. We've got the little bit of the pickled jalapeno, some salt. So the salt I put on earlier, that went into the salsa, but I'm definitely going to season that hummus with a little bit of salt too. In that goes. And a touch of water to thin it down. I've got a handheld blender here.
Now, with three young children, I know the baby's a bit young to be eating this sort of food, probably, but how do you introduce these very varied. I mean, you have got a lot of Mexican influences, Vietnamese, Moroccan. How do you introduce those flavours to children?
Well, B. Wilson has just written a brilliant book called First Bite, and it is all about how the more flavour you introduce your children the earlier on, the more they embrace food and love it. And as young as 4 months, you can be introducing delicious food to your children. And definitely, I would say my children are fairly adventurous. I mean, like any children, they go through phases, and sometimes they're less adventurous than others. But generally, they're used to kind of eating whatever we eat. And I just feel that if you dumb down their diet, then obviously they're not going to like as creative food. And I think it's good for them to expand their horizons.
Now, there's some lemon going into the hummus now.
Yeah.
I'm watching the clock because it's kind of time for the cereal.
Okay.
I'm going to make a big noise, whizzing that hummus quick.
Okay. Ooh.
And stop for a minute, because I'm going to taste this at the end of the cereal. Carry on in a minute. Well, thanks to Thomasina Myers for the most delicious, fresh tortillas. And there are people lining up to get more. Just one warning from the NHS, say you shouldn't feed your baby solids until 6 months. Thomasina said 4. And there are pictures on Instagram of the food. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavour. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.